Matt Greenwood speaking to Kelsey Boyd of Hillsborough Softball on the Dream Team for her second time and joining us today on Regional Radio. Kelsey, congratulations on making Dream Team. Kind of take us through what it was like to experience Hillsborough Hawks softball this past fall.
It was definitely one to remember with us going to state. It was quite in the history making, but it was just awesome to see all of us girls come together and actually put a run together and get all the way to state.
Yeah, what was that trip out to Springfield like for you guys?
We just made sure we all were relaxed and had a lot of fun and was just making the best out of it, because a lot of us, that's probably going to be a one-time thing. I mean, the girls behind us are obviously going to try going there next year, but you still just try to make most fun out of all those trips, and I think that's what we did.
I did mention Emma Nichols at the outset of this interview because you and her were two of the big reasons why you guys were able to make it all the way to state this past season. But two seasons ago, you had Carly Sanders on your team, and you guys became the best home run hitting team in the state of Missouri, in the history of Missouri, no less, with your 52 home runs as a team in the 2018 fall season. If you would mind, Kelsey, just sort of take us through that experience again of doing what you guys did and being where you guys are in the record books.
Well, that was pretty amazing. Like, none of us thought at the beginning of the season, oh, we're going to be the best home run hitting team in Missouri that has ever walked through or anything. But having Carly Sanders and Emma Nichols with us three, I think that made it pretty easy. Once we got on a roll, all of us were in like double-digit home runs. So it was pretty easy just to put up those home runs. And with those girls, it's easy to just relax in the box and have fun. So it wasn't that big of a deal to us. We're just like, oh, wow, we actually did it. Like, we didn't even know we were close until Coach Lucas comes over to us and be like, oh, yeah, you guys just broke the state home run team record. And we're like, oh, that's cool.
Right. It's still to me, is pretty mind-blowing. 52 home runs between you three and you know, a few other players hitting some home runs sort of sprinkled in there. But obviously you lose Carly for your senior year, but hey, you guys still get to state, still put up, still have some good pop. And one of the comments that Coach Lucas had about you, Kelsey, was that you hit the ball the hardest he has ever seen anyone hit a ball before. I kind of heard your reaction there a little bit. Are you impressed with how hard you've been able to hit a ball in your high school playing days?
I mean, I don't really realize it because, you know, you swing and then you're like, oh, shoot, I got to go the first. So I don't really notice it, but 9 times out of 10, if I would make it to third or whatever, he would always be like, dude, you just almost killed that girl or something like that. And I guess I'm like, and then I like kind of look back and I'm like, I guess it was kind of hard, but like I don't really realize it, but everybody tells me like how hard it is. So I've gotten that a couple of times, but I just don't realize it.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of right up there with them. I mean, I didn't really start watching softball until I did start working here. And yeah, you sting it pretty good. So definitely a comment worth letting you know about, because it's just sort of, and based on your response, kind of funny how you're not necessarily aware of it. Getting to state, I mean, I know you guys finished fourth there, but, you know, talking to Coach Lucas, he mentioned that he just wanted you guys to really, really realize what you were able to accomplish by reaching state and being the first Hillsborough softball team to do so. As you've had time to really process your accomplishments, not just from your senior year, but your high school career as a whole, as you get ready to move on to Jefferson College, how much do you appreciate what you've been able to do as a member of the Hillsborough Hawks?
Honestly, anything that I've done, I definitely wouldn't have been able to do without my two coaches, Coach Nager and Coach Lucas. And even the girls, those girls, from my sophomore year to my senior year, they've just been outstanding to work with. So, like, anything I did, it was truly just because they make it easy. Like, they do all the small stuff. So, like, of course, I'm going to try to step up and do what I can. So with all of them and then plus the coaches, it's not that hard to do what you need to do.
As you do reflect on your Hillsborough career, I don't know how much reflection you actually do, but as you sort of think about the things that you were able to accomplish on an individual basis and a team basis, do you have any regrets or anything that you sort of felt like you wanted to accomplish in your time there?
No, I think all the stuff I did and what the team did, it just was unplanned, and we didn't think we could do it, but we ended up doing it all. And in those 3 short years, 4, we did a lot, and I think it's what we definitely set a stone for Hillsborough softball.
Yeah, you certainly did. And I know you are going to, at least recently, you had announced that you were going to play at Jefferson College. Is that still true?
That is still true. I still am going to go to Jefferson College.
All right. What has that interaction been like between you and them? Have you already started sort of an off-season program through Coach Cook?
I kind of have. You just kind of have to go on your own and think what you would do best for Jeffco. But I know Emma definitely has already started, and it's going to be exciting to see her do what she can do at Mizzou.
What is Kelsey Boyd working on between now and I imagine you'll be playing some fall softball at Jeffco.
Yeah, we will. I think actually on the schedule, me and Emma will get a chance to battle it out against each other this fall. So that'll be interesting. But I'm just going to keep working on my hitting and fielding and get a little bit more stronger so we can get the bat going again.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, between the end of this past fall and then having to, you know, be on your own a little bit and work towards another fall season, just sort of having that year off, obviously it's sort of in your hands, as you've mentioned. You know, with that in mind, as you work on getting stronger and work on that fielding and defense, what's the summer grind for you?
You just have to go to the cage, go to the gym and run a lot and be what a college softball player are like kind of always doing, just nonstop softball.
Okay, very well. Now, you obviously realize that you have a chance to go up against Emma Nichols for some fall Jeffco softball. Has she realized that, and have you guys sort of had discussions about what that experience might be like?
Yeah, we were talking about it not too long ago. We think it'll be kind of different because we've always been on the same side of the field since we were little, so it's going to be different for both of us, but I think it'll be a fun interaction for us.
Are you aiming for a home run against her?
I mean, I'm aiming for something, but a home run would definitely be nice.
Are you the type of person to brag about it for days, or would you just sort of, if you were to hit a home run or just even get a hit off of her, would you just sort of be the one to put your head down and run?
At first, I'll definitely put my head down and just run, get it over with. But after the game, I might give her a little bit of trouble for it.
All right. Well, if she strikes you out, just be prepared for the worst as well.
Oh, I know. We'll both have it ready.
There you go. All right. Well, Kelsey, congratulations on a second Dream Team selection. Congratulations on finding a new home at Jefferson College. Glad you get to pretty much, you know, just, I don't know, cross the freeway, and there you go. You're you're on the Jefferson College campus. So happy to have you close by, and we wish you the best at Jefferson College.
Thank you.
All right. Again, that is Kelsey Boyd of the Hillsborough Hawks, soon to be Jefferson College Vikings softball player, joining us today on Regional Radio for her Dream Team interview.